Now, the top of the hour on the Progressive Voices channel on TuneIn presents the Green News Report.
Water levels in some areas are nearly as high as they were during Hurricane Harvey.
Relentless rains trigger widespread floods in Houston and southern Brazil. April 2024 was the hottest April ever recorded. Plus,
folks, this is about safety, but it's also about basic fairness.
President Biden unveils billions in new funding to remove and replace toxic lead water pipes.
All of those long overdue billions and more straight ahead. From BradBlog.com, I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
We're honored to be joined today by Shanna Gray, who owns a vegan restaurant. Supposed to be really good. I'm not into the vegan stuff, I must say, but I'm going to have to try this.
Viva Las Vegan. This is your Green News Report.
We're going to come and try that vegan food. I don't know if I'm going to like it.
Okay, Desi Doyen. Vegan? Anyway, what do you got for us today?
Well, top story is April 2024 was the hottest April on record since record keeping began in the 1850s. That's according to Europe's climate agency, Copernicus. April was the 11th month in a row to set a new heat record for that month. The world's oceans were also hotter than in any previous April. That's for the 13th consecutive month. Scientists say that humanity's burning of fossil fuels is the primary driver of these new heat records, with a boost from an intense El Nino that is starting to wane.
Starting to wane, but we're still keeping our record hot months.
Yep, and those rising temperatures on land and sea are intensifying extreme weather and causing major impacts to people around the world, including the ongoing deadly heat wave across Southeast Asia and widespread catastrophic flooding in Kenya. And in Brazil, where relentless rains and historic floods in the south have killed more than 80 people, destroyed roads and bridges, and cut off entire communities. Dozens still missing. More than 20,000 displaced. Electricity, water, and communications knocked out. Officials said it is, quote, one of the worst disasters that the country has registered in recent history.
And that's a country that has registered a lot of disasters.
In the Washington Post, Brazil's President Lula said it's the third record flood in the same region of the country in less than a year. And he blamed the devastation on the failures of the global community to respond to climate change.
Yep.
In Houston, Texas, flooding from days of intense storms forced evacuations, school closures, and hundreds of high water and rooftop rescues. One confirmed death as we go to air, a 4-year-old boy swept away in the floods. Some areas saw upwards of 9 inches of rain in just hours, with flood levels nearly as high as Hurricane Harvey's historic floods back in 2017. Except this wasn't a hurricane. Dry weather is allowing cleanup to begin. Local news highlighted how homeowners are increasingly trapped between repeated flood disasters and skyrocketing home insurance rates as our climate crisis intensifies.
It's just disheartening with one of my neighbors. She got probably 4 foot of water in her house, and her flood insurance this year went up to $5,000, so she did not renew.
Man-made global warming is supercharging the water cycle across the United States. That's according to a new analysis from nonprofit data firm Climate Central. It's bringing heavier precipitation extremes and, of course, related flood risks. The data show that since 1958, the number of days in the U.S. with extreme precipitation events has increased in every major U.S. region, 60% increase in the Northeast, and that trend is expected to continue with future warming. Some better news, the Biden Department of Energy announced nearly $100 million in federal investment in rural communities to fund clean electricity projects from Alaska to Alabama, with funding going to install solar projects, batteries, power lines, and heat pumps.
So there's that.
And finally, late last week, President Biden unveiled the third round of $3 billion in federal funding to replace unsafe toxic lead water pipes and service lines in communities across the country. Lead pipes leach toxins into drinking water that cause a spectrum of illnesses and brain damage in children. Biden has committed to replacing all lead pipes across the nation within a decade. Here he is making the announcement in Wilmington, North Carolina.
There's no safe level of lead exposure. None. The only way forward is to replace every lead service line that connects Americans to clean water. Until the United States of America, God love us, deals with this, how can we say we're a leading nation in the world?
Well, we can't. But happily, we're finally getting started. Sadly, I don't have much snark to add to today's report. For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. Find, follow, and share us planet-wide on the Facebooks, Mastodons, and sites still known as Twitter at Green News Report. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.
Lead in the paint, lead in the soil, lead in the pipes, lead in the water, lead in our sons, lead in our daughters, learning disabilities, attention span shorter, get the lead out.
Please help Progressive Voices support the Green News Report by stopping by bradblog.com/donate.